Carrie Stenholt of the Ripon FFA alumni is joining us this morning to talk to us about the Country Breakfast, which is coming up Sunday. This is done on Father's Day every year?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have any idea what year this is? I know it's been done for a long time.
I think we're in around 35, 36 years, something like that. I don't know exactly, but it's been many years, well over 30.
Okay. And you pick a different farm each year to highlight?
Yes, we do. We are very fortunate to move to different locations every year and see different family farms. Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you tell us about the location this year, Carrie?
This year at the Hollitz Farms, the Hollitz family has been in the area for many years. They had started out with milking cows and so forth years ago with their grandparents, and then their parents had taken over. And now we're going to be at one of the, I think it's like the third generation locations. And we're going to be out there and see if we'll be able to see some animals and so forth. At that farm, it's more actively grain farming this year.
Okay.
But we will have animals and petting zoo and everything for the kids to partake in.
All right. Now, what time are you going to be serving from when to when?
We will be serving from 8:30 till noon. Hoping everyone will come out and see us before the parade.
And a traditional country breakfast, what's on the menu?
We will have our Wisconsin eggs, and we'll have pancakes, sausage, and cheese, milk, water for everybody to enjoy.
And there's ice cream?
Oh, yes, I forgot. The most important part, there's ice cream. We are having Cedar Fest ice cream this year, served out of the Red Dairy Barn.
Okay, and I guess there's going to be tractors. There's usually tractors on a farm, right?
Yeah, there'll be tractors out there for everybody to see and other equipment, yes.
Okay, so what is the cost for the tickets?
The cost for tickets is $10. Five and under eat free.
Okay. Are they available in advance or just get them at the farm?
We do have some available at Ripon Drug or Schmidt Lumber and Hy-Vee. You can get them in advance. Otherwise, we have plenty of them for sale at the farm as well.
Okay, so I have the street address of fire address, I guess you would say, of W12954 Hall Street in Ripon.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, the money that you raised during the breakfast, that goes back into helping out the alumni, from what I understand. And FFA in general, I should say, not the alumni, but FFA in general. How is that used?
Yeah, so the FFA alumni, you're absolutely correct. All that money goes back into our funds for all of the programs and things that we try to support. We help support the Ripon High School FFA. We offer several scholarships every year to different individuals who apply. We have other educational programs that we support, like the fourth grade day on the farm. We also help support funds over to Fond du Lac County where they come into the other grade school levels, some of those programs, and anything in general related to agriculture and education in the area. One of the things that we are just kicking off as well is we are partnering with the high school and hoping to bring in a greenhouse up at the high school here in the next year or so. But we are trying to help them raise funds as well.
That, I think that'll be a great benefit to the high school and those that are in ag science. So, you know.
Yes, not only just ag science, but the other science, biology and so forth up there could definitely utilize a greenhouse.
Right, right. Okay, so just to recap, the cost for tickets.
$10.
Okay, five and under free.
And five and under free.
And you're serving from when to when?
From 8:30 till noon.
8:30 to noon? I got 12:30 on this poster, so.
Okay, we'll still be there, believe me. If you come at 12:30, we'll still be there.
Okay, and I imagine there'll still be food there, too, so, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure there will be, yes.
Okay, so that's at the Hollitz Farm. Will there be signs out there? Do you need them, really, if you know where Hall Street
is? There are signs out there, but But if you get to Hall Street and you keep driving east, you'll run into it. You can't miss it.
Okay. And watch out for those garage sale signs, because they're having that in Ripon this weekend.
Oh, yes, that is for sure, yes. And the Ripon Fest. We got a lot going on in Ripon.
Right. All right. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us this morning and talking about the Ripon FFA Alumni Country Breakfast coming up on Father's Day, Sunday.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you there.